Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
I'm also the owner of Gun for Hire and the owner of the Woodland Park Range in Woodland Park, New Jersey. I'm also the co-host of Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. I'm also proud to say I'm a sponsor of 9-year-old Cheyenne Roberts. I'm building a gun for her right now to compete with. I am here because I oppose A 2006, because it will, in fact, turn 1 million law-abiding, tax-paying citizens into criminals with one signature. How will this affect lawless criminals? What impact will it have on crime with the criminals? I own personally approximately $30,000 of guns, contrary to what the Ceasefire New Jersey says, that they do not make 10-round magazines for. I also have in my possession at my range over $20,000 of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. I want to know, Mr. Chairman, who will compensate me for those? We heard the majority leader before say there's going to be a magazine exchange. So is the state going to put aside $30 or $40 million for magazine exchange in the state of New Jersey? I need to know that because I think it's very important to all of us taxpayers and law-abiding citizens. Have you guys seen what is happening in Connecticut right now? 1 million gun owners in New Jersey are also going to say, like our brothers and sisters in the North, that we will not comply. And I can tell you here and now, I will not comply. So you can write these laws against us tax-paying, law-abiding citizens, but we're not going to follow. That's it. Thank you.
And that's how it went this past Thursday at the New Jersey State House meeting for the proposed 15-round magazine ban.
Yes, because I will not comply.
Absolutely. What was their reaction?
You know, it's interesting. This was in opposition to A 2006 in New Jersey, sponsored by Majority Leader Asshat Lou Greenwald, who basically wants to ban magazines over 10 rounds in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's going to do
it. So I went down and testified with other 2A people and fellow patriots. And Sandy, there was 150 of us. And there was four on the opposing side. And out of the four, one is a PA resident and one is a New York resident.
Oh.
Okay. And they got more time to speak. And after they spoke, they left.
Oh.
And no one really wanted to hear us. By the way, that YouTube clip that you heard was graciously donated for free. Go to the YouTube channel, HAGGZ51, Hags 51, HAGGZ51. I want to thank Haggerty for spending 6 hours of his life taping the entire thing for all of us so that no shenanigans were pulled.
Right.
I have to say this. Maynor, we held his feet to the fire last year about breaking parliamentary procedure, et cetera, et cetera. This year, by the book, and gave us more time. And a couple of times, like Scott Buck asked to speak on A2777, Maynor let him come up. People whose names they couldn't find on the list, he let them come up and speak.
Wow.
So social media does,
yeah,
work,
does work,
okay?
Yeah, and they were very embarrassed last
and
time.
And unity and activism,
absolutely,
is definitely the key. But Lou Greenwald opened with about a 9-minute dissertation because he's sponsoring this bill. First of all, he said 10-round magazine clip at least 300 times.
Yeah, they don't know which one it is, so they include both.
And I don't know what that is. And if you heard my clip there, I was asking about this magazine change because Greenwald said that once the ban goes into effect, us citizens will be able to go into a magazine exchange and exchange our magazines. So now he went on record
saying that. Is that like a needle exchange for junkies?
Exactly.
Oh, good.
So what I want to know is, and I'm gonna personally draft a letter to Greenwald. And Greenwald, Lou Greenwald, you're welcome to come on the show. But
absolutely,
where is the funding coming for the magazine exchange? And how are you replacing and compensating me for my guns
in a state that's already fiscally broke?
Correct. I want to know how this is going to happen. But it's amazing how they can do this, passing laws. Now, it went through the Assembly Committee. It still has to go through the Senate Committee, then a House vote, Senate vote, and then hopefully Christie will do the right thing. We'll see. But magazine exchange, I find this comical.
That's insane, yeah.
Now, my whole speech was emotional, and I wrote it 15 minutes before I went up in the back of the room, watching and catching the vibe of the people there. But I got a rousing round of applause when I said, I will not comply. And, you know, for anybody that questions my Second Amendment activism in the state and the country, go to hell, because this is what I do. People are still questioning, should they vote for me for NRA board, you know, because they think I'm a loose cannon. Maybe we need a loose cannon.
Yeah, maybe we do.
So remember, there's a plug, calandro for NRA.com.
Maybe a loose cannon can do something nationally, too, like the loose cannon has been doing in the state of New Jersey now for most of his
correct,
life.
Correct, correct. On other news, James Kalita was released from prison after 7 days.
Wow.
And James says, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the support. There is a funding page for James. If you want the page, just email talkback@gunforhireradio, and I'll send you the link. Even if 1,000 people would donate $1 each.
Yeah,
any
yeah.
little bit
Anything
would help.
Helps.
He's going to need it. You know, Knappen's doing some pro bono work for him.
But he's still going to need
This kid got locked up really
for no reason. For speaking out, for speaking a First Amendment right.
A friend of mine, Al Alonzo, sent a letter in the Asbury Park Press. In New Jersey, there's 186,000 people with warrants who have skirted the law because our esteemed law wizards have deemed it not cost-effective to have them extradited. Yet James Kalita, for something the way he filled out, the state police went out of their way to have him extradited. 7 days in prison. Now he's bailed out, and now he's facing a trial. So we have 186,000 shitbags that it's not cost-effective to get them. And I'm sure there's
much more heinous crimes.
Yes,
violent criminals.
Yeah,
versus a guy who actually spoke out against the man, spoke out against the system, was marked at that point in time, which we were joking off air this morning. I said that the moment you got that round of applause was the sound of the signing of your...
I don't care.
Of your arrest warrant.
I don't care. You know what? Some of the highlights. Scott Bach gave two extremely well-worded, educated dissertations on both bills. Cheyenne Roberts, 9 years old. She's going to be here today. We're building her AR to compete with her $3,000 custom gun, custom colors, which hopefully going to have her in the studio a little later. She gave a 9-minute speech that went viral on YouTube. It was unbelievable. Charles Maynor gave her 9 minutes, and we were supposed to be limited to 1 minute.
That's
so
amazing,
that was good.
Man. Well, what are you going to do to a 9-year-old?
The other thing is I got there 3 hours early because I didn't know traffic or whatever. So I went into the Statehouse Annex, and you have nothing to do. So I just walked into other committee meetings, higher education, another meeting. You know, I just bopped around and sat down and was listening to what was going on and watching our, you know, public masters working. And one thing I noticed is when our meeting started, for the entire meeting, we were being protected by two armed state troopers.
And then no other meetings? You mean the education meeting didn't have armed guards?
No, and they were passing Common Core stuff, too, which was making my blood boil. But it's amazing how only our meetings have to have armed troopers in the room.
Yeah.
You know, because our public masters don't trust us.
Well, because we're gun nuts, you see.
Correct, correct. So this really, really pisses me off when I see stuff
like
this. Yeah,
I mean,
this,
when you stop and think about it, I mean, you really brought out a very good point with that. Why the discrimination? And it's blatant discrimination against gun owners. It is all about the fact, we've said it over and over again, it's not guns that they hate, it's us that they hate.
You know, when the antis came up and talked, there's new data that just came out that gun background checks and firearms ID card permits spiked in New Jersey. It's up like 45-50% from a year before, which was up like 70%.
Right.
The ceasefire people were saying, well, it's current gun owners buying more guns. Moron, firearms ID cards are new gun owners.
You see, they're regulating things they don't even know about, like the magazine clip. It's amazing how the ignorance that pervades in lawmakers that we continue to elect over and over and over again. You know, it's funny. I guess I shouldn't even say this, but I was leaving the studio last week, and I walked out into the parking lot, and I saw no less than 4 Obama bumper stickers. And I'm trying to rationalize how, And I know we can't make this about politics, but I'm trying to rationalize how you can, and there were new ones, Obama 2012. So having voted twice for a president and an administration who is completely against what you're in this building doing.
Correct.
And yet you justify it. And I would love to have some people who have voted for Obama continue to support the president, continue to support the administration, continue to vote a strict Democratic line because your parents voted Democrat, your grandparents voted Democrat, like both of our parents have. We in the beginning did. Please write us at Talkback at Gun for Hire Radio.
We
would love to have you. I really want to know how you justify this. And I'm not being facetious here. I really want to know the thinking. I really want to know why you're voting against your own self-interest, and explain it to me. Explain what's more important than the Second Amendment to you, just so we can understand, maybe meet on common ground somewhere.
Listen, real quick, if I haven't responded in email to your letters or on air, I'll try to get to them as best I can. I'm really backlogged.
Yeah,
I have a couple thousand emails. Sandy, this one's from Charlie in Massachusetts. Just finished wasting another hour. When Sandy was doing the Reverend Al, not so sharp an impersonation, I was reminded of the Saturday Night Live skit from the 70s with Chevy Chase and Garrett Morris, News from the Hard of Hearing.
Oh, yeah, do you remember
that? That's when Chevy Chase would say, good morning, everybody, and Garrett Morris in a bubble would go, good morning, everybody, for you youngsters that don't know that. So that made me laugh my ass off, and thank you up in Massachusetts. You know, here's one real quick one. Eric Mortensen from Nashville, he writes in all the time. I know both of you and Sandy, are well-known Jersey boys and all, but you have been kind of hard on Mass lately. What's this about his age? They're talking about Masoud Ayoub, and he's saying, for goodness sake, he walks away from helicopter crashes. Be careful. He's more of a Chuck Norris than Chuck Norris. No, Masoud Ayoub is my master.
Yeah, he's a
What
he's
I'm
a
saying
ass.
Is he's
yeah.
exclusive to New Jersey,
right.
And we have a few seats left for the April class, and he's not getting any younger
right.
is what I'm saying, so you'd
right.
want to take a class.
Take advantage of it
I
now.
Took a class at Front Sight when Colonel Jeff Cooper was teaching. Wouldn't you all like to have taken a
right.
class with Colonel Jeff Cooper?
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, Joe Schmo teaching
at
gun
sight. We're all going to go away one
so,
day.
So that's what I mean, Eric. So don't bother me anymore.
And I do love Nashville. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Hey, And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic, Bridgewater, New Jersey. Stop and see Dr. Eric or go on his Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic. If you go in and mention Gun for Hire Radio, you will get VIP treatment from the doctor, a full analysis, a full checkup, and he will guide you in the right direction. If you live more than 30 miles away from Bridgewater, New Jersey, tell your friends and family. The doctor also has his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You, by Dr. Eric A. Waldorf. Thank you for supporting us and having the stones to do it, Doc. I know he will say I will not comply also. So, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. On the deadline of Friday, March 14th, our esteemed Attorney General submitted his brief in retaliation to our Drake case, telling the Supreme Court not to hear our case. And I picked some jewels and highlights in here, okay? You're going to love this. Scott Bach says this case is extremely important because it may have a national impact on gun rights in all 50 states. The Supreme Court will likely decide whether it will take the Drake case between April and June, and they will spare no effort or expense to restore the right to carry in the Garden State. That's the words of Scott Bach. So you should really read this brief, but listen to this. New Jersey, this came from our Attorney General. New Jersey's gun control laws establish a careful grid of regulatory provisions that draw careful lines between permission to possess a gun in one's home or place of business.
Permission to possess a gun.
And permission to carry a gun in public. You son of a bitch.
Permission.
We need permission.
Mother, may I?
Okay? This is John J. Hoffman, acting Attorney General. So wait, it gets better. So we
John
get permission.
J. Jingleheimer Schmidt.
So they state all of these cases. They also go on to the Ninth Circuit decision, which is the Peruta case. Okay, I'm leafing through 50 pages right now, and they say that the Peruta case and the Ninth Circuit should have no bearing on this because first, the California, you're going to love this. First, the California law sets forth a general prohibition as opposed to New Jersey's carefully crafted regulatory scheme. Did you hear that word?
Scheme.
The California law generally prohibits the open or concealed carriage of a handgun, whether loaded or unloaded, in public. So I read
what
this.
What is a scheme?
So I looked up scheme in the dictionary. Scheme is to make plans, especially in a devious way, or with intent to do something illegal or wrong.
Well, it fits, doesn't it?
So our attorney general admits that it's a scheme.
He's a devious plan.
Correct.
To do something wrong.
So is this not phenomenal?
Welcome to New Jersey.
Wait, so the conclusion. In sum, the Second Amendment does not prohibit New Jersey from requiring applicants to demonstrate a justifiable need before granting a permit to publicly carry a handgun. The justifiable need standard in New Jersey's handgun permit law qualifies as a presumptively lawful, longstanding regulation that does not burden conduct within the scope of the Second Amendment's guarantee. An outright lie.
Is this, what planet is this guy from?
And then he says the court further determined that even if the justifiable need standard did not qualify as such a regulation, it nonetheless withstands intermediate scrutiny and therefore constitutional. The petitioners have failed to demonstrate that the third court's decision here presents a question that warrants this court's discretionary review. Respectfully submitted, John J. Hoffman, acting AG.
Okay, so I want everybody in the country to listen to these words. This is the individual who was appointed by the presidential, soon to be presidential candidate, Chris Christie.
Correct.
So this tells you where Chris Christie sits on the Second Amendment. Every single one of his AG appointees have carried this line. I will guarantee you that this magazine clip ban will be signed if it goes to Christie's desk. And if it isn't signed, it is smoke and mirrors. This guy is anti-gun. He's a big government progressive. It doesn't matter whether he's got an R after his name or a D after his name. It is progressives, not Republicans or Democrats or independents, who we are against, who I personally find on the opposite end of my political spectrum.
I'm going to tell you right now, everybody listening in all 50 states, you guys should show your support to the Second Amendment Foundation and the ANJRPC.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We have April or June, if the Supremes pick up this case. Can you believe how our we have 19
other...
Well,
it's got him scared. If he's writing shit like this, it's got him scared.
19 other AGs signed on to New Jersey's Drake case, the ANJRPC SAF case. This is how our AG, and obviously the New York and the Connecticut AG, and the Hawaii and California AG are going to view things here. I read this whole brief. Let me tell you something. I am totally disgusted. It's that he called it a scheme.
There couldn't have been
a better choice of words than scheme just to outright tell us that it's just a scheme and that they're not infringing on our Second Amendment rights. I don't need permission for my Second Amendment rights
according to
him, exercise
you didn't need permission.
You know, I need permission.
They grant us permission to have a gun in our home and permission to carry a gun. Well, isn't it true? Isn't this the mindset of the legislature of New Jersey that we are given permission to do that? Mother, may I leave my home and go to the range? Mother, may I come home? Mother, may I stop and urinate on my way?
Well, they wouldn't even give us.
No, they
Scott
wouldn't.
Bach wanted them to change one word in A2777, which is our deviation. And they wouldn't. They wouldn't change the one word.
Oh, there you
go. So they're actually going to make our transportation law worse for you out of staters. This is how it works in New Jersey. If you haven't heard this before, we're only allowed to take our guns to and from the range and to and from a gun store with no unnecessary deviations. Okay, so if we stop for a burger or a cup of coffee and our car gets robbed, we're facing 10 years in prison. And they were going to revise it based on the sellout by Anthony Morrow and the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. They're the ones that sold us out. That's why we're in this trouble with Sweeney and everybody with the 10-round magazine clip ban. Anyway, so what's going on is they were going to throw us a bone and change the law, and they ended up screwing it up because of one word. Scott Bach will be on next week or the week after to discuss this. Our next fight now is going to be in the Senate. So I feel like giving up sometimes, but Scott Bach made it clear to me. He says, listen, the governor is watching.
Yes.
So when he sees 150 of us go and testify, and when he sees the same thing in the Senate, and when he sees the same thing with the letters and calls and stuff, it's going to have bearing on his final decision when this goes to his desk.
Right.
Okay. This is all about politics, ladies and gentlemen. Senate President Steve Sweeney pushed these bills because he wants to embarrass Christie, because he wants to be the next governor, and he's afraid that Steve Fulop, the mayor — he's only been the mayor of Jersey City since November, but already he's talking about running for governor.
Yeah.
Okay, they're trying to prove which one is more liberal and which one is more anti-gun to garner the inner city urban votes in New Jersey. So there's a big game here. And so
they don't even realize that the inner city people in New Jersey are gun owners. They don't realize this.
Yeah, but
They've done whatever they could do to prevent them from being gun owners. But there are plenty of gun owners there. And those gun owners vote as compared to most of the constituency in the inner cities who don't vote.
Now, the other thing is that it's scary because I noticed in the committee meetings, I stood there for the whole 4 hours, Maynard is not the real chair, okay?
He's a puppet?
Every time a question was posed to him, he turned to Cryan.
Really?
Okay, yes, Senator Joe Cryan. And Joe Cryan would nod yes or no.
Wow.
Okay, because Scott Bach also said that Maynard was put in by Sheila Oliver because he's law enforcement, minority or whatever. But Cryan is the real brains and brawn behind the Law and Order Committee. Maynard's just a puppet. Okay, he did not do anything for 4 hours without. When people were asking for more time, Maynard looked to his left and Cryan nodded yes, and Maynard gave them more time.
Wow.
Okay, so the puppet strings were almost visible with Geppetto and Pinocchio there. It was amazing.
So maybe we're targeting the wrong.
I can't
say the word target, can
yeah,
I?
No. We listen. We're pretty much done.
Scott Bach
did tell us that. Republicans and Democrats told our lobbyist, Rob Nixon, that the emails, phone calls, and faxes they got, this was the largest ever, you know, against the bill.
Again,
yeah,
still.
It was the largest ever. Obviously, it fell on deaf ears. Nobody really cares.
Nobody cares, right?
So who really gives a shit at this point? But we're getting to this point now where you're going to start seeing civil disobedience like our brothers and sisters
absolutely.
In Connecticut
absolutely.
And New York. And, you know, I went out there and made this big, strong statement. And now after reading our attorney general, you know, we're just going to have to do this. I heard Inside Scoop that Connecticut state troopers basically told her superiors that they don't feel comfortable going to citizens' houses and seizing stuff. So they basically, in a soft way, told their commander they're going to stand down.
I heard somewhere, what was it, a county sheriff in Connecticut or someone who came out and said he can't wait to go
he
kick
was on,
it down
he was a, I have it. He was in a Facebook thread with friends and non-friends, and they were saying, you know, no one's going to take my guns. And he was like, I can't wait to come kick in your doors and take your effing assault rifles and high-cap mags. And somebody cut it and pasted it and sent it to the police chief and the mayor in the town, and he's on unpaid administrative leave right now because of that. Because everybody knows that there's going to be a flashpoint that's going to set something off.
Exactly right.
And, you know, this is going to be really bad. This someone is going to be the martyr. The first person that they come knocking on the door, first law-abiding, tax-paying, voting citizen,
right,
that they come dragging out of their house on his belly in front of his wife and kids and his neighbors.
Which is exactly what I will not comply means.
Correct.
You're going to take me anyway, but I ain't going willingly.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a big flashpoint because this could start something really serious, okay? We're not talking about rioting with people throwing rocks. We're talking about rioting with, in Connecticut, minimum 350,000 people who are armed, okay? Law-abiding citizens and armed. You know, why couldn't you never win a war in another country, right?
In Switzerland.
Why can't you win a war? Why couldn't the Russians do anything in Afghanistan? Or we couldn't do it? Because when you're fighting people in their own houses, in their own territory, there's a personal commitment and attachment there. And I don't want to see this happen, but why, like I said in my statements, why are we going to continue passing laws to penalize law-abiding citizens?
Right.
I don't want to hear it.
Right.
I don't want to hear
it anymore.
Why are
we making a criminal, you know, a criminal utopia here in New Jersey?
I stopped at my cigar club the other night, and there's an elderly doctor there, and we start talking, and he says, "What's going on in New Jersey?" I told him. He goes, "Well, I think I own a few of those guns. They were my dad's and stuff from World War II or whatever." These are people that are going to be felons. They don't even know it.
Right.
Okay. If their house catches fire, or they go to sell something, or their house is broken into, they're facing 10 years in prison.
Right.
Because they don't. How do you enforce these laws? How does Connecticut enforce it? How does New Jersey enforce these laws? They are unenforceable, okay? And the burden, like I said, is who's going to compensate us? I am tired of this shit. I was willing to go up there in front of the, and I'm going to go in front of the Senate and tell them the same thing. I will not comply. I'm bringing a 15-round magazine next time with me, and I'm holding it up, and I'm saying, this is a 15-round magazine. If this bill becomes a law, I will be the first one to come down to the State House and hold this up in violation. And I will lay down on the ground, and they will have to pick me up, and they will have to lock me up, and I will go through the entire court process, and hopefully tens and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of my patriotic brothers and sisters will do the same. Because it's time to draw the line in the sand.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
When I was walking through the committee, people were like, "Whoa, you got balls, blah, 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 blah." Well, we all need to grow a
set. Yeah, we all need
set,
to grow. Absolutely.
Okay?
We
Everybody's
all need
coming
to grow
into my range thanking me for what I did for being the voice. Well, all of you better not be hiding, okay? It's nice for you to post on Facebook or YouTube. Great job, Ant. We're behind you. Are you really behind me?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you ready to protect? Are you ready to protect the future of your children and
Will
your
you
grandchildren?
Will you take a day off next time?
Correct.
And go to Trenton to drive to Trenton and stay?
And I know everybody can't take a day off. I own my own business.
Exactly.
All right? And that's okay. Send the letters, the faxes, the emails. Keep the pressure on. Donate to the Pro-2A organizations.
Yes. Right.
Okay? Do whatever you can. We appreciate it. But will you be ready when the line in the sand is drawn? Or are you going to turn around and hide?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly right.
That's what I want to know. Because I'm ready.
Exactly.
I am 100% ready. Yeah. I wouldn't go into a public forum and tell our elected officials that
their
I will not comply.
Exactly, on a public recorded forum.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? They sit in these huge padded chairs.
Yeah.
And we sit in these hard wooden chairs.
Yeah.
You know, like steerage in the back.
Exactly, right.
With the state police
Something
watching us.
Is wrong. Yes, guarded by armed state police officers.
And I've been calling them public masters for the longest time. And it's really, we've given them this narcotic effect.
Yes.
Where they are above
You're
us.
Right.
They're not lawmakers. Right. They are above the lawmakers.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm fed up with it. I go to my state house and I'm made to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
They make you feel uncomfortable there. All right?
Right.
I don't, we should not, more people should take part in the legislative process, should just go down and sit in committee.
And see
you can
what
go anytime.
Like. Yeah.
You can look online and get the roster of committee meetings and just go sit in on one. You know, I know a lot of people do it locally, but we should do it at the state level. Because we, you know, there's no parking, right? The two parking lots are basically a mile away, right?
Right.
That you pay like $30
right.
for the day.
Yep.
It's as uncomfortable as uncomfortable can be.
And they can park right for free,
yes.
right under the state house.
Correct. They park under the state house. I park 2 miles away at the Lafayette Hotel. That was 100 mile an hour winds. You know, luckily I have some ballast. I didn't blow away. But, you know, we walk in. What are you here for? Go through the magnetometer, strip
yeah.
naked.
Yeah.
Then I go up and I ask the security person, and she doesn't know what committee room, where it is, how it is. Somebody's walking by. I ask them. They tell me third floor. I go to third floor. Third floor tells me fourth floor. I go in one room, and they tell me it's moved to another room. I felt like I did not belong there, and that's sad.
It is sad.
So you better not comply. We better stand together. Either we hang together, like Franklin said, or we'll hang alone.
That's right.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Check out Ron Sousa's place. It's in Morris County, about 7 miles from the Woodland Park Gun for Hire range. MontvilleOffice.com. The Facebook page is Montville Executive Suites. With no long-term commitment, for as little as $59 a month, you can have a professional office, receptionist, kitchenette, meeting rooms, media rooms, you name it. Beautiful parking lot, perfectly landscaped. MontvilleOffice.com. A couple things pissing me off. First of all, the NRA ballots were drawing to the end. If you have your magazine and you haven't pulled your ballot out and voted for Colangelo for NRA, please do so now. I got a phone call from NRA the other day that a copyright thing. Another NRA board member went on my website, and on the bottom of the Gun for Hire website, I have a link that says click to go to the NRA website to join. Right. I can't use the NRA logo there. It's a copyright infringement. Another board member squealed on me. I didn't know I couldn't do it. Matt's changing it now. We're using the NRA member logo. So people have nothing better to do. But also people are questioning, would I be worthy for a board seat? I mean, I'm a 2A advocate in the state, and I want to take it across the nation. And if I become a board member, I won't make all of you proud, but I'll make most of you proud. Okay? That's going to be my new party thing, okay?
Is that your new campaign?
I won't make all of you proud, but I'll make most of you proud, okay?
Well, at least
okay?
you tell the truth.
I do tell the truth. Listen, the Detroit Free Press and Detroit in general is freaking out because the citizens are fighting back.
Exactly.
Okay? An 82-year-old man shot a home invader.
That's good.
Okay?
God
and the,
bless
Detroit,
him.
The Free Press's response is, we need more gun control. I can't understand this shit. You see
they're
the mentality?
Freaked out because they're because the citizens are fighting back and the cops are loving it.
I mean, the cops love it because they don't. Yeah. You know, they come to the crime scene and it's easier.
Done. It's taken care of. They just write some papers.
Correct. They're not going out looking for people. You
the
know,
coroner's got more work. One less shitbag on the street. What's wrong with this picture here? Nothing wrong with this.
Let me tell you something. You know, so they're really freaking out about it. I got to talk to you a little bit. I got an email from Greg Big Dog Velarde. Great guy. There's scams going on with the ATF put out a notice. It's providing an advisory letter to make you aware of fraudulent online firearm sales. Guys, be careful. You know, at the range here, we charge $5 for FFL transfers. So if you buy a gun online or gun broker or auction arms or something and you have it shipped here, we charge, NICS is 15,
well,
and we charge
that's for
five.
Members only.
Members
right.
only. There's scams where you're buying a gun and you're never getting the gun. They're taking
wow.
your money. So make sure you buy from reputable people. I've never bought a gun online, but make sure you check
yeah,
the
I
background.
Never
have make sure that they have, you know, like if it's like an eBay thing, if they have positive results, or check the person out on the Better Business Bureau. It's free or whatever. But
is that like on GunBroker that they're doing this or just like on eBay?
No,
everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a great way to make money, I guess. You know, you
wire
send $700,
$1,000 sure.
over, and you never receive your gun. It hasn't happened to any of our members yet, but I will keep you all posted. So, Big Dog, thank you for that. Really, I really appreciate that. We got a lot of emails from people that donated to James Kalita's fund, and I want to thank all of you. I can't answer you all personally. I would love to. I just wanted to thank you for your support. And, you know, a lot of people want, like Mike LaChapelle wrote, I am unable to attend the hearing in Trenton, wanted to say thanks for all your efforts. Hopefully, Cold Cut Sweeney will recognize the monumental problem that will be created if they approve the reduction to 10 rounds. Forget it, Mike. It's going to pass anyway.
Yeah.
You know, this Ken Silva, I am new to your show, new to guns, and new to even thinking about the Second Amendment. Our president trashing the Constitution, gun confiscation in Connecticut, coupled with Sandy Hook's lack of protection for the kids, woke me up. I went into a gun shop in Phoenix, and I was actually shocked how easy it was to get a gun and how few restrictions we have here. I'm doing research in preparation to buying my first firearm ever. If my question is too basic, I apologize, but I'd like to hear your take on it. After reading the Second Amendment and the phrase, shall not be infringed, I don't understand how we came where we are now. The phrase is pretty clear. It's the law of the land. How can we have all of these laws restricting gun ownership? Aren't they all unconstitutional? Please help me understand and thank you. Ken Silva, Phoenix. Let me tell you something, Ken. You should call our Attorney General, John Hoffman, and ask him what he thinks.
Right.
These are public servants, public masters, that were sworn in and were asked to uphold the Constitution, and they're not. Ken, this is a question we've been asking forever. Actually, the slippery slope started in the late 60s after the riots and high-profile assassinations of the Kennedys, Martin Luther, Malcolm, etc. And let me tell you, it's just snowballed from there. And the restrictions, you know, again, we heard from Lou Greenwald and we heard from so many other politicians on Wednesday, I support the Second Amendment, but with restrictions.
Yeah, but
you
with
know,
restrictions.
F you
how
with
about
restrictions.
I support the assembly, but with restrictions. Like, you people should actually serve us. You know, it's interesting, though, that you bring this up. I think there's two points that I'd like to get out to everybody is this is how important it is to take someone and get them involved in firearms.
Correct.
Because the new people coming in, it's so easy for us hard-boiled people to develop a shell and just, you know, you kind of retreat and this stuff kind of ricochets off you and you just get angry and you seethe inside. But the fresh eyes looking at this always come in and say, what the hell is going on here?
You know, so here's this dude. He's in Arizona now. He's in a free state, Ken Silva, but he's never owned a gun before. And when he goes through the process, he sees how easy it is in Arizona. But he can't understand how our esteemed public masters can can actually restrict our rights.
Right.
So I thank you, Ken. Now, Ken, it's your job to turn at least 10 more people on into guns.
Absolutely.
Or more,
yeah.
And let them understand these restrictions. Because let me tell you something, guys. Thanks for listening to us and thanks for your support. Because Sandy says all the time, what happens in New Jersey
doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Okay, because this Drake case could go either way for
absolutely.
Us.
Okay? Absolutely.
If the Supreme Court rules that right to carry doesn't pass the threshold of your house, it's the Supreme Court. It's all 50 states.
Yeah, it's Arizona.
Okay, it's Texas. Uh-huh. It's Arizona. Yep. It's Florida. It's New Hampshire.
Right.
All right, so we need your support. We're fighting. Why do I say if I'm an NRA board member, I want to support the battleground states? Because I live in a battleground state.
Right.
You know, Ken, you have no idea how good you have it there. We have gun a month in New Jersey. We have reams of paperwork and background checks and references that we have to fill out and restrictions that we have to follow. And we can't own a gun that has more than two evil features on it.
And a crime rate 50 to 100 times higher than the state of Arizona.
Correct.
As a result.
Correct. It's unbelievable what we have to deal with. So now you're going to learn some of it because, listen, Arizona, too, when they passed the DREAM Act and those 72 billion illegal aliens that you have in Arizona are all going to be registered Democrats. And guess what, Ken? You're going to be a strong minority.
Right.
Okay, your state's going to go red, blue, purple, green, and then rainbow coalition straight across it. Okay?
With Common Core,
so nobody will be
able to really read.
Correct. You can't read. You can't do math, as Maynard would say. another thing I want to talk about. Son of a bitches, you people listening to the show here, enough already. How many of you had to wear camo and camo hats to the committee meetings?
Oh, man.
Seriously?
Come on, really?
Seriously? And you had to keep your camo hats on the entire meeting because it was what? It was 42 degrees in there. This is what this is what represents us. Do you understand?
Yeah, right.
There was no bow ties in the presence. And you know what? Besides Tony Simon, the only person of color in the entire room. And he gave a great speech about how his mother raised him. He's a Marine, by the way, too. His mother raised him not to commit any crimes, and now the legislators making laws that are going to make him a criminal.
Yeah,
it was
a great tack, Tony Simon.
I want to thank you. So we got 150 white people in the room.
Dressed in camo.
Okay. No, we had about 15 or 20, but it's 15 or 20 too many.
Right. It's just, and that's
camo fleece jackets.
Oh,
you know,
good God.
Camo hats, camo baseball caps. I'm tired of this shit. You know, listen, people said they're not going to listen to us any differently, but still, listen, I wear skull rings and all kinds of shit. I wore a jacket. I wore a black shirt. I wore dress pants.
Day.
I left all the jewelry home. You know, I am what I am. I can't deny that. But I, you know, how are they going to take me serious if I get up there?
Right.
You know, if I'm spitting tobacco in a bottle and, you know, y'all talk like swamp people. I just want to say that I was utterly disgusted.
Dude, you just offended half of the South.
I'm sorry, South.
No brain. No,
but we're
governor
in the north.
From brain to
we're in the north.
That's
so when
good.
In Rome, do as the
head,
Romans.
Listen,
when we come back, we got a big surprise. Big, big, big surprise. A 9-year-old surprise.
A 9-year-old surprise.
A 9-year-old surprise.
And we're very, very sorry. I say this every week. We're very, very sorry.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we're back, and let's see who we can offend in this segment of our
I've
show.
I've been good. Well, I'm going to be nice because right
Swamp
now...
Swamp people?
Right now in the studio is 9-year-old...
Hey, Cheyenne.
Still nine? Are you still nine?
Yeah.
9 years old, 9-year-old Cheyenne Roberts is in the studio. Is that me making noise with her microphone?
That's you making noise with
no,
the microphone.
No, it's Cheyenne. It wasn't me. Nine-year-old Cheyenne and her dad, Dan, are here. We're going to talk about two things. The two of them testified before the House with the Assembly with A200006. And she stole the show. Maynard gave her 9 minutes as opposed to 1 minute. Okay. You did good, didn't you?
Yes.
They questioned you and everything?
Yeah.
So you told them you're not a gangbanger?
Nope.
And what else did you tell them?
I'm not a domestic terrorist.
You're not?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. And what else did you tell them?
That I wasn't going to lose my career just because of them.
She told them that if they pass this law, the gun that we're donating to her and the other gun she has will all be banned, and it's going to ruin her career. And it was videotaped. And Dan, how many hits do we have now?
As of this morning on her fan page, it was over 26,000 views in 36 hours.
Were you nervous in front of the committee?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you seemed really good. You read off of a prepared statement. Your dad was right next to you. And you did really well. And then the committee chair kept mentioning you. He said, only 9-year-olds get 9 minutes. Everybody else only gets 1 minute. So, right?
Yep.
Oh, except for the people from Pennsylvania and New York who were against.
Yeah, we found out that, you know, Brian Bryant's from PA. Mm-hmm. Nicola Bacora is from New York.
Yep.
So only two of the four people that testified were from those states. Now, Cheyenne, you're here today for a very special day. What are you doing here today?
I'm going to build my rifle.
She's building her own rifle.
Very nice. Okay, from scratch. What color are you going to make it? Did you decide?
Oh, dear.
Purple, black, and white.
Sweet.
You got to see it.
It's already
beautiful.
Done.
It's
already
done.
Done.
It's already done?
Yeah. Well, no. It's colored. It's not assembled yet. She's building the gun with Jimmy.
Oh, I need to see
it. But the whole gun is colored. Yeah, we took a ton of pictures. We're going to post. Mike is going to take a nice picture. We have Mike in the studio and Anthony in the studio here, too. I have my own paparazzi that follows
more
me everywhere
press
I go
people
now.
In the studio today than
no,
normal.
No, it's funny, though. The two of them followed me right into the bathroom, and I had to use the handicap stall because the three of us wouldn't fit in the regular stall.
That's very good.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, Cheyenne, you're going to build your gun from scratch. You're going to shoot it today in the range. What kind of sights did we put on this gun? What kind of sights? Come on.
The EOTech, the red dot.
The EOTech. Give me high five for that one.
Nice.
Oh, you're going to love this gun, huh?
Going
to love. You can't wait to shoot it, can you?
No,
it's a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, she can't personally own the gun. Dad has to own it until she's 18 years old because we live in New Jersey.
Yes, behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain here.
So everybody's proud of you. Everybody's been posting and everybody's been proud and you've been getting a... Now, don't let it go to your head, okay? We do not want this to go to your head. You're not going to become like this famous person. You're not going to talk to us anymore, are you? You got to remember all your friends, right, that started with you. We're going to keep you grounded, okay? No telling people, I'll only compete if they have jelly beans and they have to remove all the green ones. I don't want to hear any of that, okay? You hear me?
Yeah.
And your brother's still your brother, and you love him, and your dad's still your dad, and you love him. Don't forget that, okay?
Yeah. We've talked about that. I've reminded her that, you know, she comes from very humble roots, and and don't ever forget that.
Cheyenne, I'm going to talk to you later about being your manager. We'll sign some paperwork. We'll get rid of
nice.
That.
Right?
Actually, we have a couple other things that have happened. One of her sponsors down in our neck of the woods, Freedom Ammo, called me yesterday, and we think he has her 20-gauge shotgun waiting.
Nice.
We're going to go up there on Very Tuesday. Nice. Her jerseys from Animal Customs are being made right now.
Great.
And really, we're waiting on the shipment from Blade Tech. Blade Tech came on as a sponsor
Correct.
After we were on the show before. They're sending three different holster rigs for IDPA, USPSA, and 3-Gun. And really, the only other thing we have to wrap up is an ammo sponsor.
Nice.
Anthony, I don't have to tell you, the ammunition is exorbitant for practice.
Yeah, maybe we can send me her bio and everything,
okay.
And I'll reach out to about 10 or 15 ammo sponsors that I buy a lot of ammo from.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can break their arms a little bit, or bend their arms, or something like that. Why do I always defer to break your arm?
Because you're from Jersey.
Is it the Italian thing?
I'm only half Italian, half German.
Okay.
So, Cheyenne, tell me... you stayed for the whole meeting with your dad and everything. Before they called you up, how nervous were you, really?
Really nervous.
But you didn't seem it. Everybody here who hasn't seen the video, Dan, how could they see the video? Tell her.
It's on her Facebook page, her fan page. It's on the Fox National News website. Believe it or not, I was shocked when I got this last night. The Blaze picked
has it
up,
it. Yep.
Which is huge. That is a worldwide
huge.
Website that gets seen around the world.
In the top 50 in the world.
Correct. Now, Cheyenne has a very unique name. I love it. And it's spelled S-H-A-Y-A-N-N-E.
S-H-Y.
Oh, so I'm sorry. S-H-Y-A-N-N-E. I'm sorry.
Now,
S-H-Y-A-N-N-E. Just Google that and Google New Jersey or AR, and she's going to come up. You're going to get a ton
absolutely.
Of hits.
Yeah, or 9-year-old girl schools, New Jersey Dems. That's some of the Google hits that are coming up.
Nice.
I mean, it's all over.
They listened to you and they asked you a few questions, too. That had to be scary, huh?
Yeah.
Because you didn't know what to expect, huh? But you did great. You just stood up there like a trooper, a true patriot. And what a lot of people don't realize is one of the reasons besides her being a good shooter, is the one of the reasons Gun for Hire decided to sponsor us because she's our future.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the kids are our future.
Absolutely.
It's not us fat old white guys that are sitting
absolutely.
In the room. You know, Dan, I said something earlier. I was a little ticked off at the committee meetings. I thought there was a little too much camo in attendance.
Yeah.
You know, and there was only Cheyenne in the beginning. And then later on at a committee meeting, someone came in to testify and brought their 9-year or 10-year-old son.
Yes.
You know, it would have been nice to see more kids.
Absolutely.
You know, there
more
was
kids.
Women that testified. You know, we had a nice cross-section of different people, but we should have had a better showing.
Well, no, you talked before about going in and seeing the State House in action, and it's a great thing to take your kids to the State House. Wasn't it educational, Cheyenne, to go there just to see how the laws are made?
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that we probably should really get more involved in the process.
Yeah, I've been saying that. I mean, we've a 30-to-1 ratio, positive comments to negative comments, and the negative comments are coming from the haters, of course. Crying Brian Miller insists that I put her up to it.
Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. This is his business. You have to understand, this is his business. This is how he earns a living. There's an entire industry built on anti-gun.
Yeah, correct.
You know, Bloomberg et al. These are people who make their living going against the NRA.
Correct.
Well, I expected it. I knew going into this as her profile got higher that we would be attacked for a lot of different reasons.
Sure.
I'm kind of glad that they revealed themselves for just how low down and slimy they are to attack a 9-year-old that's an honor roll student. And even if you don't agree with the subject, shouldn't you want to be encouraging kids to be an active participant in the government? Instead
Absolutely.
Of just reading about it in a classroom.
Just think, what you did, you could probably use for a couple book reports and everything in school. Like, you know, when she has to do a report on how our government works or something, you'll be the only kid in the class to say, well, I testified before a committee once before. How many of your classmates can say that? That they went into the State House and testified before a committee and know how the legislative process works? Slam dunk.
I have to make up a firsthand writing piece, and I'm going to use that as my own.
You see?
Yeah, see, that's perfect.
Okay, a beautiful thing.
What you guys out there are hearing is really the soul of a competitor. Oh, yeah. You know, she, this is in her soul, and she can compete on a firing range, and she can compete with adults and slay them.
Correct.
She wiped them up.
Well, you know, it's funny because the whole committee looks at her like this cute little 9-year-old girl, and then she comes up with this whole educated dissertation
How
that she reads
you.
Off,
yes.
And they can't attack
no.
her.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right. Crying Brian Miller can attack the dad, saying yeah. that he dragged her in there. You
From
know?
The safety of the you Star know? Ledger.
Yeah, we had to cover the cigarette burns and stuff, you know, because we had to bring her in there to testify
exactly,
or something.
Right.
That's what they want everybody
right.
to think, because we're all evil people.
Of course.
But, like, even Maynard, and then they thought she was cute and laughed, but boom, then she comes out and she hits them with
yeah.
educated stuff that they have no response to.
Right.
So it's almost like a Trojan horse. It's like a secret weapon, you know. We're bringing her in. The whole committee lets their guard down. She comes in, spanks them all, and leaves.
And leaves. Yeah, exactly.
Right? You did. You spanked them all.
And I want to touch on that really quickly, because it's been an issue of a little bit of controversy in some of the comments on her video. The accusation that, you know, she's reading from a drafted statement and things like that.
She's
and,
nine.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, what? Who doesn't polish their remarks, whether
exactly.
it's in front of a town council
she's prepared.
Or...
prepared.
Right.
This
everybody,
is what prepared people do.
Every single
yeah.
person there
it's a
was
well
reading from a prepared statement.
Argument.
Cheyenne, how many times did you practice that before you went to before? How many times did you read that?
She probably lost count.
Yeah.
You that many times? See, as you get older, you get more polished. You know when I wrote my speech? When I was sitting in the back of the room listening to you.
And who was more prepared?
You
the
were more prepared.
The 9-year-old.
And, okay. And I mean, I have not denied it at all. I typed up the words and hit print.
But they were her words.
That's right, Sandy. They were her feelings. They were her words. We talked about how she felt, what she wanted to say, and how could she say it. And yes, I made suggestions for grammatical purposes.
Right.
But it's her. That's not me
yeah.
and her channeling it. That's her. She's been very well educated and exposed to the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, you know, the amendments, her rights.
I didn't see the Star Ledger come out in opposition against the herd of children that they paraded in front of committee after committee after
when
committee.
When Obama tried to get the gun stuff through.
Yes. And everybody who flanked Obama and everybody when Sandy Hook happened, how they got children on buses and paraded them before committee and the press and cameras. No one complained about that.
Of
you know,
course not.
We're talking here, and I have to give her credit for being so patient, because she wants to get her gun built. Am I right?
Yeah.
She really wants it. I could see the look in her eyes. If she had a watch on, she'd be looking at it every 30
exactly
seconds.
Right.
She's wearing a purple, black, and pink hat and a purple and black paracord wrist strap on her, so we definitely know her colors. And wait till you see the pictures we post of this gun. She picked out everything on the gun. She picked Fluid Graphics, who's now a sponsor
yes.
of hers, coated the gun, which you're not going to believe. Is it beautiful or what? Did you look at all the parts?
Oh,
you're
going to
take good care of that gun?
Yeah, definitely
yes.
post
gonna
it.
Going to clean it every time you shoot it?
Yes.
You're going to triple check that it's empty, remove
yes.
the mag source and everything? You sure?
Yes.
Yeah? You just can't wait to shoot it, can
nope.
you?
I'm wondering if I'm not going to, when I tuck her in tonight, she's not going to have the rifle bag next to her in the bed.
Oh, yeah. Don't post pictures like that because,
oh,
you
man.
Know, oh, yeah, you'll get in
oh,
trouble.
Boy.
Oh, you're such a mean dad because did you see the one where the guy took, like, the infant baby and put the rifle
yeah.
across the base?
Yeah, it
and
was.
He posted it and the antis freaked out about that. Boy,
yeah.
my uncles and my father did much worse than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cheyenne, thank you so much for supporting us and being the voice of New Jersey's gun owners. We need you. One more high five. She's the
and
best.
Thanks for the rifle.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, you're gonna thank me. You're gonna make me proud. That's how you're gonna thank me. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
Aunt, whatever. Make me wait 20 minutes. Listen, real quick. You know, we have CPR and first aid classes at Gun for Hire and Woodland Park Range. Next napping class is July 11th. If you're not signed up, you better get into it. Also, Masad Ayoub, there's only 4 seats left for the second class.
Well,
all right.
It.
If you don't get in, he's exclusive to New Jersey. He won't be back for another year. Members of the range, $5 FFL transfers. Members of the range, get somebody else to join, you get a $50 referral fee. April, May, June, July, we have a full lineup of urban pistol, rifle, shotgun, carbine classes. If you want to build your own AR like Cheyenne is doing, and you want to do a private one-on-one Gun for Hire Build-A-Bear, jimmy@gunforhire.com. I want to thank Cheyenne for being here, and thank all of our listeners and supporters. And remember, I will not comply.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the great Cheyenne Roberts. Yeah, you're great. Cheyenne's dad and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, support everything that's going on in New Jersey, COLADA, the Second Amendment Society. We really need to stop this crap right here and flush it out into the Atlantic where it belongs. We love you guys. Stay safe. See you next week.